This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Gershon, the host of In Legal Terms and a professor at the University of Mississippi School of Law. If you miss a live In Legal Terms episode, find our podcast, inlegalterms.mpbonline.org.
From MPB Think Radio, this is In Legal Terms, the show all about you and your rights. I'm Sherita Brent, joined by Richard Gershon, Dean of the University of Mississippi School of Law, Matthew Hall, Associate Dean for Academic Affairs.
Hey, wait. Abram, that's not right.
Oh, no. What did I do?
That is from the first broadcast of In Legal Terms, or at least it's the first one that I can find. That's the oldest one that I could find on our system. Folks, we have a fantastic show today. In Legal Terms, it's been 10 years, over 10 years, because we missed the anniversary in the summer. So I'm Liz Gill. I'm MPB's current host, and we are celebrating 10 years of In Legal Terms, and we are also doing a special celebration for Professor Richard Gershon. He has been here on the show since the beginning. Now, he is not part of the show today, but I've texted with his wife, Donna, and he definitely will be listening to the podcast of the show. So we're going to give him a great celebration of his accomplishment and the show's accomplishment. And it all started back in, I guess, 2012, the beginning of 2013, and we're going to get someone, one of the OGs, to tell us how it started. I'd like to welcome Jason Klein to the show. He is the former director of radio at MPB. Now he's still affiliated with us. He works for our MPB Foundation. Hey, Jason, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate it.
So tell us all about MPB Think Radio. When you came in, you started some of the Think programs, and you started a few of them, and then what?
Well, we had created the entire 9 o'clock hour of shows, and it was doing great. And we lost another national show. It went off the air, and we decided to create local content, and I got together with the employees of MPB at that time, and one in particular, Sherita Brent, and she and I talked about a show about law, but we weren't sure what direction that would be. I thought it might be people calling, talking about someone else's tree falling on their house. I really didn't know what it was supposed to be. Sherita took the lead with it, found her host, and decided that it shouldn't necessarily be as much about that, those small things, as it should be about people learning about law in Mississippi. And it was the right direction from that point.
Well, as it would happen, we do have one of those professors who's on the show with us right now, Professor Matthew Hall. We're so glad that he's able to join us, Assistant Professor of Law and the Jesse D. Puckett Jr. Lecturer. Welcome back to the show, Matthew.
Hi, Liz. How are you? Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Matthew, tell us from your perspective, how did In Legal Terms start?
Well, we were really excited at the law school when MPB approached us about working on this show. And Richard and I spent a bunch of time talking about it and working with Sherita. And the main concern that we had was we wanted it to live up to MPB's mission as being educational and meaningful to the people of the state and introducing folks listening to MPB to all of the great lawyers in the state. And as you guys say in the opening of the show, helping people understand their legal rights and their obligations.
Well, Matthew, we're going to be singing Professor Gershon's praises all this show, but what made you want to be involved in it?
Well, I was excited about it because one of the missions of the law school is to bring our expertise, our knowledge of the law to the people of the state and to do that kind of public service. And so in legal terms, encapsulates that mission. We're trying to teach people about the legal framework, about how to think through legal problems. We're trying to teach them grand things like the Constitution and small things like what do you do during a traffic stop with the police.
Fantastic. So, Jason, you're kind of putting you on the spot. You're kind of our numbers guy. Tell us a little bit about In Legal Terms as one of the shows for Think Radio.
Well, it was a surprise. I assumed that this would be sort of a sleeper, just have its little audience that was contained. It turned out to be much more popular. And what we saw almost immediately was a jump in podcast numbers. People started downloading the podcast, and we thought, well, what is that? At first, we blamed Professor Gershon. Oh, Professor Gershon must be telling his students to download the podcast, right? So we looked at the analytics, and no, those downloads were not coming from Oxford, Mississippi. You know, they were coming from all over the state and even outside of the state and sometimes outside of the country. And we thought, uh-oh, this is bigger than we thought. Then the listening audience started happening on the broadcast, and the callers started getting really smart. So, the numbers as far as the show's listening audience started in a strange place, but then became one of MPB's stronger, most consistently strong shows in the ratings.
Well, Matthew, we're so glad that you've joined us. Before we let you go, tell us what you really think about Professor Richard Gershon.
So I'm so happy to have a chance to talk about my friend and colleague, Richard. So it was an absolute pleasure to work with him. When he and I were doing the show together, he was the dean of the law school. And I think that one of the most important things to understand about his role on In Legal Terms is that he teaches professional ethics. And he wanted to make sure that everything we did on the show lived up to the highest standards of what the legal profession seeks to be. So he wanted to make sure that while we were educating people, we were never purporting to give legal advice. We were never leading people to believe that we were their lawyers or that the expert guests on the show were their lawyers. We were always urging people when they had a significant legal problem to go get a lawyer who could fight by their side. And we also wanted to make sure that people didn't overshare when they called into the show, that they didn't say things that needed to be kept as client confidences. And I think that those two values really speak to Richard's commitment to being an excellent lawyer and to being an excellent teacher of young people. And so I'm just really proud to have worked with him on the show and to have been able to see through his role on In Legal Terms how he embodied those values.
Thank you, Matthew. We appreciate you stepping up and saying yes and being part of our show when it originated in 2013. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Good to talk to you, Liz. Good to talk to you, Jason.
Now, good to talk to you, Matt.
We've got the third OG of for a call. I want to bring in Rita Brent. Rita, with Jason and Matthew just sang your praises about getting the show started and getting it as a producer. Why don't you talk about your role in getting In Legal Terms started?
Well, I was fairly new at the station, and Jason Klein came to me and said, we need some new shows on the air. We're going to start a 10 o'clock lineup, and would you like to host and produce? And I said, no, I don't think that's a good idea. That seems like too much work, you know. Usually it's either you host or produce. But Jason was like, no, this is going to be a good thing. And I'm a curious person. When I was younger, I actually wanted to be a lawyer. I was on mock trial at Murrah High School, and I thought, you know, well, why not? It'll be an opportunity for me to learn. It'll be an opportunity to inform the people listening. And man, it really did exceed my expectations. And it was such a joy working with Professor Gershon, because when you think about lawyers, you know, we all have our preconceived notions about how a lawyer might be. But he and Matthew were just so pleasant week after week, and they never changed. And it was just such a pleasure.
Well, if not for your effort, I don't even know where we'd be, and we'd all be the poorer for it. So did, in legal terms, did it change your life, shape your life? Did you learn anything or learn you didn't know things from hosting the show?
Oh, man, what didn't I learn? I had never been so excited to host the show, and because I was producing, I got to do a little research. And what was most interesting to me is that I don't think people realize how hard it is to answer questions on the spot. So when people call in, we have not been prepped about what they're going to ask, but listening to Professor Gershon and Matthew just answer the questions just so effortlessly, it was wonderful, and it made my job easy as a host. But yes, I still think about some of the things that I learned, you know, estate planning. And as a youngster, I wasn't even thinking about those things. But then all of a sudden I was, because I was hosting that show. So it did. It added a lot of value to my life.
All right. Well, Rita, before we let you go, we're celebrating in legal terms, but we're also celebrating Professor Gershon. Do you have any words for him?
Oh, just thank you for being such a wonderful person to work with. You know, it is not often sometimes that people love their coworkers. I think we only met maybe once or twice, but he has always had a beautiful spirit, and it has remained with me. When I started hosting that show, that was a very new time for me, and I think I was paired with the right person in Professor Gershon. So just a wonderful spirit and a true professional. So thank you for that experience.
Well, Rita, we appreciate your time here at MPB. Everyone at MPB is such a big fan of yours, looking to see where your comedy has taken you. We love to hear about the credits that you receive from working on award shows as a comedy writer. And I'm proud to be following where you blazed a trail for us at MPB. Thank you, Rita, for calling in.
All right. Thank you, Liz. And you're doing a great job on the show, so keep it up. Thank you as well.
Thank you. Okay, Jason, it's your turn. Can you share what words do you have to celebrate Professor Gershon?
I would really celebrate Professor Gershon with saying one word: legacy. The show, as all MPB shows, has a shot to go or not go. And his involvement made it so that not only did this show go, but he made it a strong show that can hold its own. And he made it so that it had credibility out of the gate. And I just wanted him to know that this show is there still and will be after because of his contribution.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate you calling in today. Now we're going to have the Battle of the Law Schools. Some of my favorite guests from Ole Miss and Mississippi College professors are holding. Hang on, we're going to do a quick break. If you have a comment about how the show has helped you, or has Professor Gershon been a part of your life that you would like to share, I've got my email up. That email address is legalterms@mpbonline.org. We're celebrating 10 years of In Legal Terms. We're celebrating Professor Richard Gershon from the University of Mississippi School of Law. So how can you listen to some of these past episodes of our show? I'll tell you that next. We are celebrating 10 years of In Legal Terms. We're also celebrating Professor Richard Gershon from the University of Mississippi School of Law. I'm Liz Gill from MPB. So not everybody has a chance to listen to our show live, and I bet nobody has heard all 10 years of our podcasts. So if you've missed any of our program, listen to our whole show from our website, inlegalterms.mpbonline.org. org. Now, a party would not be a party unless there are some party games. And I know our next guest can answer maybe a couple of our trivia questions. So, folks, keep in mind, see if you can play along at home. What is Professor Richard Gershon's favorite professional football team? What's Professor Gershon's favorite professional hockey team? Is Professor Gershon Team Hamburger or Team Impossible Burger? And what is Professor Gershon's favorite beer? So let's go to Professor Ron Rischlak, who's called in from the University of Mississippi School of Law. Ron, thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, Liz. Thanks for having us. A great celebration of the show, and also of Richard, who we haven't seen up at the law school enough, but hopefully he's going to be back real soon.
Thanks. And I'm putting you on the spot. Do you know any of the trivia questions? Do you know?
I got two of them nailed.
Well, give me just one. Let's be fair. Let's have everybody.
He's a Falcons fan.
He is a Falcons fan, Atlanta Falcons, and God bless him for that.
It's not easy.
Ron, we have loved that Professor Gershon has twisted your arm and gotten you on the show to talk about so many different things. You've talked about religion in the law. You've talked about sports. I think everybody's envious that you are the faculty representative for the Ole Miss athletic teams and get to do all of that that stuff. But tell us about your relationship with Professor Gershon.
I'm delighted to. I was the associate dean when he was first brought in to be dean here. For the first year, he and I were in the same suite of offices. Got to know him very well. One of the nicest, kindest people you could ever want to know. And smart. And, you know, it was very interesting. I was recently making reference calls for a different candidate, a different search. And the word would come back that, you know, this candidate who I was investigating was one of my favorite, along with Richard Gershon. People at different schools. He's got a reputation of just super nice, well-informed, you know, trying to have administration is tough. Administration at a university, you've got to sometimes say no when you've got to deal with budgets and funding and professors and egos and everything else. Richard did an amazing job during his entire tenure.
And he, when you have to be the boss and you have to be the manager, you don't get to do the thing that you wanted to, that brought you there in the first place.
That's exactly right. And I think he had a certain feeling that I remember when I stepped down from being associate dean, thinking all I have to worry about is my research and my classes, the stuff I love doing. And I think that Richard has enjoyed the last couple of years since he stepped down as dean here.
Well, Ron, keep in mind, I still have your phone number. I still have your email address. And we look forward to you being on the guest in the future. Thanks, Ron Rischlak, professor from Ole Miss, for calling in today.
Happy. Thank you.
All right. Now, we are fair. We try to be fair. We love our Ole Miss professors, but we are very excited for our Jackson, Mississippi College School of Law professors. So we've had him as an attorney, and we've had him as a professor. Professor Frank Rosenblatt, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Hey, Liz, I think you're very fair.
Fantastic. Well, I know we've twisted your arm to get you be a guest on MPB on In Legal Terms. Why don't you tell us, why did you agree to be on In Legal Terms? What have you seen In Legal Terms as?
Well, Mississippi, first of all, you know, you talked about maybe there's this battle of law schools between the two, and we do have two law schools in the state, but I would just like to say that our purposes are so aligned. We wish for the success of each other, because I think the reality is we're in a state that could use hundreds, if not thousands, of more lawyers. There are so many needs here. And so in legal terms was a great way to the water cooler for people to come together and share ideas and expand their curiosity to areas beyond what they normally work in.
Well, and we're glad to be able to provide information. Sometimes when we get a sort of an esoteric attorney, we feel like we should be able to provide continuing education units for our lawyers who listen. But then we also try to have things that just anyone could be a part of. Tell us when Professor Gershon has reached out to you. Tell us what you really think of Richard.
Well, I just think the world of him, and I think we need to have more shows like this because there are a lot of people who still want to call in to sing his praises. I mean, he's everything. His presence and his being a public intellectual means so much to me and so many others. I mean, he's everything. He's the most popular professor up in Oxford consistently. He was a very able dean, a scholar, and respected especially for his work in tax. But, you know, it's really the public service. And as a public intellectual, his curiosity and his kindness to take on every week all sorts of different issues. I mean, there are people in every corner of this state where their lives are a little better because of what he did on the show.
Thank you for those kind words. And I know he will be listening to this podcast and be able to hear it. And he's so humble. I hope he just internalizes it and accepts the gracious words. So thank you very much, Professor Frank Rosenblatt, for calling in today.
Thank you, Liz.
Okay. So, hey, Ole Miss. Mississippi College is stepping up. We got two more Mississippi College alums on the show waiting. Let's go to Adam Kilgore, general counsel at the Mississippi Bar. And what a fantastic guy he is. He stepped in and hosted last week's In Legal Terms. Adam, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. I am so enjoying the show today. I'm learning things I did not know. I've been a listener for a while. I have been honored to be a guest on multiple occasions and then to also a guest host. And I just can't say enough good things about not only the program, but also the people at Mississippi Public Broadcasting, but especially Professor Gershon. He has been a mentor and a friend from the get-go. I remember my first meeting with him was at the law school. I was there on business, and he had just become dean. And I rudely did the thing I don't like people doing to me, which is I went and went to his office and asked if I could speak to him without an appointment. He immediately accepted me in. We sat down, found out that we shared some of the things. And I'm upset at the previous professor from two calls ago. I was going to get the Falcons question right.
What about hockey? Do you know his hockey team?
I'm going to go Carolina Hurricanes.
Let's go a little farther souther.
Okay. Tampa Bay Lightning?
Yay!
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not much of a hockey guy, but we've spent a good amount of time talking NFL. I've got my own obscure, weird football team I root for, so it's we kind of know what it's like to not have any other fans around us. But the professor has just been great. He's approachable. I love the tone that he takes with callers and guests, and I'm sure he's done the same thing with students. It has been wonderful to interact with him, and I am so glad we're celebrating him. But again, the history of the In Legal Terms is just been I'm sitting here and truly enjoying everybody's comments and the history. So thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Well, thank you very much, Adam Kilgore, General Counsel for Mississippi Bar. Thanks for calling in today.
Okay, y'all take care.
All right, let's bring it in one more from Mississippi College. We've got, one of my favorite go-to attorneys, and I'm going to be honest. If I'm getting pulled over, if I'm getting in legal trouble, this man might be on my speed dial. Francis Springer from Springer Law Firm. Francis, thanks so much for calling in today.
Good morning, Liz. Thank you so much for having me.
Well,
this is a wonderful program.
Well, tell us, what do you think? Give us your tips. What do you think about In Legal Terms? What have we done in the past? What should we do in the future? What do you think about In Legal Terms?
You know, when I first learned of In Legal Terms, I guess it was when I saw that Professor Gershon was looking for some folks to come on the show, I began listening to it. And I'm like, my gosh, this could be a continuing legal education for lawyers. I mean, the information that was provided by Professor Gershon and by the hosts, host obviously also live, but the information was just great. It was really, really good. And just to know the numbers of people that listen to the show, and I mean, that's what keeps our republic going, is the knowledge of the people, especially the knowledge of the law. And just to have this, you know, hour every week to concentrate on that, to learn more about the laws, it helps lawyers and people. So it's a wonderful show.
Well, we really love the different guests that we've had. You know, we've tried to have professors to do things from an intellectual part of point of view. We've appreciated you coming from a county sheriff's point of view and bringing that knowledge to the show. So, Francis, real quick, what do you think? Tell us what you really think about Richard Gershon.
You know, I'm one of the, I hope few guests that haven't been able to meet Professor Gershon in person. Unfortunately, I'm in Jackson, he's in Oxford, and I've never been able to meet him in person. But that really doesn't mean anything. The way that he has taken at least me under his wing with the show, and I don't know if anybody else will admit it, but there are times when I get stumped with a caller. You know, I don't know how many lawyers want to admit that. But what Professor Gershon would do is just come right in there with kid gloves at the time, and the man's knowledge is just incredible, and make me actually feel like, oh, I did answer that. So, I mean, Professor Gershon has been wonderful. He's just a gentleman, and I know he's going to be missed on the show.
Well, he is in our heart, and we are celebrating him and In Legal Terms today. Thank you so much, Francis Springer from Springer Law Firm. Thank you so much for calling in with those kind words, and thank you for being a past guest with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Liv.
Have you got a comment about how the show has helped you or Professor Gershon has been a part of your life that you'd like to share? Hey, I've got my email up. You can go to legalterms@mpbonline.org. We are celebrating 10 years of In Legal Terms and celebrating Professor Richard Gershon from the University of Mississippi School of Law. Now, sometimes you don't have the internet to keep you entertained and you need to be offline. How could you enjoy In Legal Terms on an airplane or away from cell coverage? I'll tell you that next. We don't need to play all of the song because if you know, you know. We are celebrating 10 years of In Legal Terms. We're also celebrating Professor Richard Gershon from the University of Mississippi School of Law. I'm Liz Gill, MPB's host. You're listening to In Legal Terms on MPB Think Radio, and we hope that you will subscribe to our podcasts and download some of the episodes. That way you can listen offline in the car, on an airplane, or on a vacation away from the internet. We have had so many great responses when I sent some letters out to past guests to say, hey, can you send us a text message or a comment? What has In Legal Terms or what has Professor Gershon meant to you? Abram, what have you gotten?
Well, I, you know, this next comment that you sent, that you gave me, it really helps. It explains how a host should be. And I think I've learned a lot from watching Gershon and you as far as interviewing people on your show goes. Like, I especially learned, you know, always let the expert talk when the expert can talk on something. And I think that's the best thing to learn as far as when you know you're a novice in an area. This comes from the director of George C. Cochran Innocence Project at the University of Mississippi School of Law, Tucker Carrington. The best talk radio hosts, generous, humble, interested hosts, know when to let the guest speak. And as far as I know, Richard never once put himself before his guests.
That is such kind words. Thank you, Tucker. I've gotten one. This is from four of Richard Gershon's friends and former colleagues, Rebecca Morgan, John Cooper, Mark Brown, and Pat Logan. We have known Richard Gershon for many years as a colleague, teacher, administrator, and friend. It amazes us how effortlessly he excels in all these roles. He is a rarity as a person. While some people strive to be a good person, Richard is instinctively kind, gentle, and generous. His wonderful sense of humor has gotten us through some tough times. We know he will be missed from your programming. Abram, why don't you do one more?
All right. We've got this one from Lisa Shaw Roy, former professor of law, and Jesse D. Puckett, Jr., lecturer at the University of Mississippi School of Law. They say, I understand that in legal terms is celebrating Richard Gershon, whom I had the pleasure to work with on the Ole Miss faculty for many years. I'm very grateful that he invited me to join the show several times during those years. My experience with Professor Gershon on the show matched my experience with him as a colleague. He has an open mind and is always kind, congenial, and generous with his time and his knowledge. He's a great colleague, teacher, and scholar, the sort of person who is very easy to work with and for.
Fantastic. And I'll do one more. Let's go. Hi, Richard and Liz. I wanted to thank you both for allowing me to appear periodically on In Legal Terms and to be part of the show that has done so much over the past 11 years to provide greatly needed legal information about so many areas of the law, not only to the general public here in Mississippi, but to your listeners in other states. Richard, the impact you have made on the law students you've taught, who are now practicing attorneys, is far-reaching and will continue to be meaningful for many years to come. I wish you all the best in the future, and thank you for all you have done and will continue to do. And that is from our friend Kelly Kyle from Kyle Wynn and Associates. All right. Yesterday evening, I was able to speak with Professor Debbie Bell, senior faculty in service from the University of Mississippi School of Law, and here's what she had to say. Debbie, I'm so glad you could join me to talk about one of our mutually favorite people, Professor Gershon.
I'm so happy that you invited me to comment. I can't think of anyone who's done more for the law school and the state than Richard Gershon through this incredible program that he has hosted for so many years.
Since 2013 is when he and Matthew Hall first came on the air with In Legal Terms.
You know, to do something like this week after week after week, where you identify the topics, which I know that you do, identify the topics and find diverse areas, and then go on and be versed enough in that area to talk to the person you're interviewing about, takes one, a lot of confidence, two, a lot of flexibility, and three, a lot of time. And I think about all the programs that I've heard and what I've learned from them and how much I enjoyed participating in them. It's just an amazing thing that he's done to do this for a decade. I did the show probably five or six times on family law topics, which I think triggered a lot of questions. And one thing I really admired was how gracious he was to everyone who called, and you could hear the empathy and the kindness come through in his response to the callers.
Tell me a little bit about the professor, Professor Gershon.
Well, he was a much beloved professor, as I'm sure you can imagine, just from the qualities that we've already talked about in dealing with the callers on the show. He taught tax, of course, for many years, taught family law for a couple of years, and the students loved him so much. The other thing, of course, he was dean for a number of years, and one of the things I observed in him as a dean is he is such a strong community builder, and he came into the law school at a time when I think that was something we really needed, and he accomplished that just by his personality and his instinct to try to bring people together, to work together. So I really appreciated that in him as a dean. The other thing he did as a dean that I appreciated so much is he really cared about what the faculty wanted to do. And I particularly remember there was a time when I had ended one thing that I had been doing and really was kind of floundering, and he asked me to come meet with him and said, what would you like to do? And he spent time asking me questions until I finally said, well, yeah, I've always wanted to do this. And he was so good about supporting people and finding what their passion was.
One thing that a lot of us who have listened to him don't know or realize or appreciate was being a tax author. Can you speak anything to about professors and writing and updating books that such as that he participated in?
Well, I can tell you one thing. This is what I always say to people who are tax professors is I can't imagine doing that. I liked teaching things like property that only change every couple of hundred years or so, whereas as you can imagine, the tax code changes constantly and it requires staying on top of that all the time. So, you know, incredible amount of effort goes into just keeping up when you're teaching in an area like tax.
All right. I am going to give you some the heads up. We're recording this phone call on Monday evening, but I have some trivia questions for everyone who calls in to see if anybody can answer any of these questions. So I'm sure you could probably answer all of them, but pick one. We've got six trivia questions. What's Professor Gershon's favorite professional football team? What's Professor Gershon's favorite professional hockey team? What's Professor Gershon's favorite magazine? Is Professor Gershon team hamburger or team impossible burger? What's Professor Gershon's favorite beer? Or we just celebrated one of the most important days of the year, according to Professor Gershon. What date was it? And bonus points if you know his scheme to increase participation for acknowledging that day. Can you answer any of our trivia questions?
I'm going with number three, garden and gun.
That's right. His lovely wife is an editor for that, and he always spoke so proudly of Donna and Gardening
it's
Gun.
A wonderful, wonderful magazine, and her work in it is so good. It's one of my favorites as well.
Debbie Bell, thank you for calling in and helping us celebrate Professor Richard Gershon. Woohoo!
Thank you so much for letting me be part of this.
Have you got a comment about how the show has helped you, or has Professor Richard Gershon been a part of your life that you'd like to share? We've got our other favorite Richard waiting. You can send us your email really quickly. Our address is legalterms@mpbonline.org. We are celebrating 10 years of In Legal Terms and celebrating Professor Richard Gershon from the University of Mississippi School of Law. What if you remember a word or a phrase from a broadcast? How can you go back and just find that clip? I'll tell you how next. I'm Liz Gill, MPB's host. We're celebrating 10 years of In Legal Terms, and we're also celebrating Professor Richard Gershon from the University of Mississippi School of Law. So thank you so much for being part of In Legal Terms. If you've missed any of our program, you can listen to the whole show on the MPB Think Radio YouTube channel. And I do just love that YouTube generates a transcript where you can search a broadcast for a word or a phrase to listen back to some important information you might have missed. At 10 a.m. Central on Tuesdays following our over-the-air broadcast. Don't forget you can hear Southern Remedies, relatively speaking, with Dr. Susan Buttress on MPB Think Radio. So we did get an email. We enjoyed having attorney Susan Steffi from Watkins Yerger on In Legal Terms. She talked about mediation. That was a very interesting show. And she emailed us, "I have so enjoyed Professor Gershon's tenure with MPB. He made it so easy and fun to be a guest on your show. A wonderful public service by him and all of you who produce In Legal Terms. Thank you." Abram, do you have any more to read?
Yeah, I've got a couple more.
Well, give me one.
You want me to hit you with one?
Hit me one.
All right. This says from Mark W. Garriga of Butler Snow, says, "Professor Gershon's thoughtful and insightful approach to his role as host of In Legal Terms added a measure of professionalism to public discourse that unfortunately has become increasingly rare. The broad range of legal knowledge he brought to the show and the respectful way he treated all participants, even when the subject was controversial, will always be remembered and appreciated by his many regular listeners and fortunate guests. Please extend to him our best wishes and sincerest thanks for his many years of service to the public good.
Yeah, we enjoyed having Mark on the show. Professor Gershon was particularly glad because he had been a member of the legislature. So he was able to bring that perspective about a show on you and your rights. Let's go to our other favorite, Richard, Rick Courtney. We are so glad that you've called in today. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Liz. And I sent an email not knowing if I could call in today, but I'm so glad to have heard all the comments about Richard. And I have a couple of memories of my own.
Well, let's hit us with them.
Well, several years ago, I, along with other people who came to the law school to teach during the intersession, that's when you teach a full semester course over 2 weeks during January. So it's 4 hours of class a day and all that. He was the dean at the time of the law school, and Ole Miss is my alma mater, too, so I enjoyed being up there. But he and Associate Dean Matthew Hall were very helpful to me in getting my feet on the ground, teaching law students in the elder law world, which is what I do, in estate planning. And, of course, Richard was focused a lot on estate planning from the tax side, but also very interested in the rights and welfare of older people and children. And I found his sensitivity and his compassion to be, a great quality of his. But he took us out, a couple of us out to dinner with Donna and his daughters, and they were the love of his life, still are, the love of his life. And we had meal with him, and he gave us some of his expertise and just got to know him. I think that on the trivia question, I think he would go with Team Impossible Burger.
Yay! Yes, yes, that was you got that one right. Yeah, and you're right. Donna, his girls, his son, his family was is very important to him, and I'm tickled that you got to meet them.
Yeah, we had a good time with them, and then I saw what love his students had for him. Because they talked well of him because he was a master teacher. He was a great dean, as others have said. Professor Bell, said, he just had that spirit that kind of bound people together and brought much good to the law school while he was there at the helm. He was a prolific writer. He and I've worked on a book together recently. But when he asked me to come on a few times, I saw during the breaks we would talk about things, and he did have such a broad interest and knowledge base about all kinds of areas of law and policy, and that impressed me greatly. We would also, when we did it by Zoom, he and I would have fun with the little memes you can put hats on yourself and cat ears and things, and so sometimes we would have a little fun during the breaks and put hats on and make each other look funny. But he enjoyed that. He had a real good sense of humor. And now he's going to take all that energy, and he's going to be focused on other things now. And we're going to miss him on the show, but I know he's got the number and he's listening. If somebody says something he thinks needs to be added to, he'll be calling.
Thanks. Thanks for those kind words, and thanks for letting everybody know about the shenanigans we can get up to when on the radio. And Rick, thanks for being on our show next week. We will see you on the 23rd. Is that next week?
talking about Medicaid, and it's a broad range. People be interested in Medicaid. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that get surprised by information about Medicaid. So we'll talk about that, including what the legislature's doing here.
Thank you, Rick Courtney. We appreciate you calling in today. Abram, have you got one last testimonial to read?
I do. This is from
Andre
DeGree. Okay. He says, I'm sad to hear Dean Gershon will not be hosting in the future. The show will not be the same. I've enjoyed my appearances and particularly the insightful questions from the dean. And he goes on to say he's apologizing that he couldn't call in, but we're happy to get some word from him regardless.
All right. And for all of you trivia fans, the last two answers, his favorite beer, O'Doul's, and was very upset when you couldn't buy non-alcoholic beer on Election Day. And, of course, the most important day of the year was yesterday, Tax Day, April 15th. And he thought there should be a lottery that if you filled out your form and paid and got it in on time, then you should win a prize. You should, you know, because he thought that was the way folks would get their tax forms in on time.
Something to help at all.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us the last 10 years. We're in our 11th year, and we're not stopping, but we are so glad for Professor Gershon getting started on this show and helping us be one of the original experts. Thank you, Professor Gershon. Thank you, Abram, and thank you, Marissa, for helping with our show today. And thank you, Charles, for being our podcast producer. Hey, join us next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central for In Legal Terms on MPB Think Radio.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.